This is URN.
First story I've got today, so it's from the BBC, and it's basically talking about how there has been kind of a noticeable increase in the number of people that are admitting to have taken either performance enhancing drugs or steroids, any kind of that sort of substance within sporting activities. So it's basically saying that the UK Anti-Doping Authority have said that we've now reached a level of what is fast becoming a crisis in anti-doping within sport, because they found that more than a third, so 35% of amateur sports people, say that they personally know someone who has doped, or 8% of people have said that they themselves have taken steroids. So it's kind of, it's obviously, it's quite well known. Obviously not that it makes it okay, but a lot of people would associate doping and taking steroids with very sort of high elite sports performance people. But this article is basically saying that there's actually been a marked increase in the amount, that sort of the incidence of people taking these substances that are just amateur sports people. So it could just be people that have started going to the gym, or people trying to work their way up to elite sport performance but aren't at that level yet. So to give you a few statistics, just to kind of explain kind of the severity of this situation. So basically a group of, a sample of people were asked, sort of once they'd admitted to saying that they had taken steroids, they were asked to why they had done that. So the top two reasons were for pain relief and injury recovery, and then it's improving performance. But there was quite a significant number of people had said that they actually take these performance enhancing drugs or steroids to improve how they look. So of 79 people that were interviewed who had taken anabolic steroids specifically, 34% of them said that the reason why they took them was just to improve their look, so it was nothing really to do with their actually increasing their performance. And I think personally for me, this is something that I've noticed in like my, the sort of area where I am at home. There's lots of people that kind of, not that I know, have taken these kind of drugs, but it's certainly something that's not skirted around. Lots of people talk about it, kind of see it as a, oh well, you know, I might see about doing that sort of thing to try and improve the way I look. Kind of just wanted to bring it out to you guys to sort of say what you think about this, and do you know anyone that has been involved in taking these kind of substances, and what are your opinions of it?
There's some people who at my gym who, I mean, clearly have taken something. They've gone from being skinny to...
That's one thing, isn't it? Sometimes I don't have to admit, but you know that there's something not natural going on there.
Exactly. And they've gone from, like, skinny to massive in a matter of months.
Yeah.
Which is humanly not possible. And one boy in particular, like, admitted to one person who then told everyone that he had taken them. So it is becoming more of a problem, especially among even like normal people who don't play like elite sport. And I think that is just an image thing, and like the pressure on guys to be like muscly and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that I noticed most about reading this was, you, not that it makes it okay, because obviously, you know, doping is illegal and taking anabolic steroids for anything that's not prescribed is illegal. But when it's associated with performing, you know, sport, improving sport performance, you can kind of see it as, well, it's a means to improve your career or something like that. Whereas when it comes to this kind of thing, it's opening up it up to such a bigger population of vulnerable people, that, you know, to do with body dysmorphia, if people, you know, people say it's like bigorexia type thing when they start going to the gym and they're not seeing results as fast as they want to. So I think if there is this trend, which there clearly is of from these statistics, it's quite worrying that it's going to be, you know, it's evidence of very normal people being involved in drugs that are very harmful. One of the other things that this article talks about is how there needs to be a lot more focus on education to make sure that young people are actually aware of the health implications of taking steroids and other doping drugs. Because I think a lot of people see it as a quick fix, and it's like, oh, their mates have taken steroids and now they look massive, and so may as well do that. But there's not that much, you know, sort of common education you know, many programs that's about teaching people what these kind of things can do in the short term and the long term.
Do you think, like, I know we've kind of talked about in this, you mentioned like bigorexia and stuff, and like I associate taking steroids with kind of lads wanting to get bigger, build muscle kind of thing, but it's quite similar to think about, you know, to this kind of like skinny tea detox phase, like the other way, but we don't think like that's not illegal, that's, but like it's almost got the same kind of effects if you take it out of the contents of the performance enhancing sport element. So why do you think that is the case, that we don't look down on those kind of teas and stuff the same, but yet if an individual wants to take steroids to make themselves look better, then that's more frowned upon and is actually illegal?
Well, I think with the tea, all that does is like, it's a diuretic, isn't it? So it just flushes out
everything. It basically
everything
just gives you diarrhea,
inside you. Whereas like with steroids, that's just not your work. This is what confuses me about why people would want to take them. If I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I look great, but that wasn't me, that was a drug that I took, so does that really count?
I think as well, I mean, it is, there has been a lot, I read an article a couple of weeks ago about how, you know, people think these like fit tummy tea or whatever it's called, it's like a quick fix, and if you're going to try and lose weight quickly, you could just do that for 2 weeks. But people don't realise that if you're not careful, it can be very, very dangerous to your health as well. But it's not in the sense of, like, taking anabolic steroids can increase your blood pressure, so you can basically have a heart attack, and it can increase incidence of things like that in young people as well. So this article is basically saying that it's a very high proportion of young people that are getting into this kind of trend.
Sorry, go on.
Well, it's basically just sort of saying that the incidence of things that you know heart attacks you wouldn't normally associate until people are in later stages of their life, and I, not personally, but I know of someone from gyms around where I live who was hospitalised because of, as a direct consequence of doping drugs that he's been taking. So yeah, it's interesting what you were saying as well about how we associate it with boys kind of being like, you know, I'm going to get big. This article actually talks about how there's very, very little gender imbalance. So the number of people that were admitting to have taken anabolic steroids, 9% of boys said that they had, and 8% of girls. So there's not very much discrepancy between that. And I think that's quite interesting, because if I think of taking steroids, I don't think girls doing it. I think it's very much something that kind of has a connotation with guys that go to the gym and just are kind of just impatient and just want to see results faster. So that's quite interesting, I think.
There's like different types, isn't there? So it's not necessarily about getting massive. Like, some will make you lose fat. I don't know how, but like, I don't know the science behind it, but they'll make you lose fat but gain muscle.
Yeah.
Which obviously would make people look better. So
I think it's quite worrying that we're seeing so many young people using performance enhancing drugs. I think with the point on detox, I think it just flushes stuff out of your system. I think that's equally as bad as taking performance enhancing drugs. I think if we want to stop people taking these performance enhancing drugs, it needs to start from people in sports. And they need to come out and say, look, these drugs are bad and you don't need them. Like, I always use the example of Muhammad Ali, who never took any enhancing drugs and never lifted a weight, but he was an absolute machine. I think there's a lot of pressure on boys to get big and look muscly. Living in an all-guy house, all my housemates are always banging on about the gym and talking about protein shakes, and it's the most boring conversation anyone will ever have, but that's all they talk about. And there's a lot of pressure on each of them to lift a certain amount of weights and in the gym and stuff. I think, and in terms of the disparity between guys and girls, I think we're seeing more and more girls go to the gym, and normally when you think of body images, and for girls they're always told to be skinny and stuff. I think people should just be their natural weight and not take anything that will enhance them, because you never know what the negative effects of these are, because we don't know what chemicals are being put into their body.
I think, like, also the issue is when people start seeing results, and obviously you get, like, as you said, you get quicker results from taking steroids, like when you start seeing results, it gets quite addictive.
Yeah,
so it just becomes a bit of a cycle, and then obviously, yeah, like as you said, you don't know what's going on within your body, but
it has a lot of harmful effects.
I think another thing as well is it's like trendy at the moment to be into the gym. You know how in sort of the early 2000s it was very much about being size zero, and it was girls were not told, but it was kind of in the media to be as skinny as you can possibly be.
I think there's like a massive social media kind of like pressure on like about being going to the gym
there
and
is,
like being like
every other
healthy. I've got to say I've eaten a poached egg for breakfast. Like, do you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
It seems more recently in the last sort of couple of years or so, there's been much more about, you know, especially for girls, because obviously. I mean, I go to the gym. I don't see it as something that it's just for boys, but I think there is a bit of a connotation with it's now fashionable, and it's, you know, especially with, you know, how there's all this stuff that, like, the Tab released a couple of months ago about they went up to people that were wearing gym clothes and asked them if they're actually going to the gym, and half of them said no.
Yeah.
And it's kind of this idea about having, like, fitness culture.
Yeah.
So maybe because that's on the rise, people that would not normally have the sort of motivation to, you know, to get muscly themselves are kind of seeing it as like a route to get to this sort of prized way you have to be in society now.
Do you think in terms of like actually like kind of tackling the issue of so many young people having these steroids, then that's where we kind of need to start with like the kind of culture that is surrounding like this whole like needing to look good kind of thing? Sports enhancing aside, like I feel like that seems like what the root cause is.
Yeah, I think that's where it all stems from, just a culture. And if you see your friends starting to look like super good, like, oh, they've been going to the gym, you then get more into it. Like, I've been going to the gym for quite a while, but my friends have all got really into it. And if I saw one of them, well, not personally, but as in, if you saw that your friends had been taking X drug and they looked amazing, like, that might encourage you to start doing it. You wouldn't want to get results, like, twice as slow as they are.
Yeah, I saw a video on Facebook the other day, and it was this these group of girls, well, these two girls were in McDonald's who were in gym kit, and they went up to this guy who was a bit larger than they were, and they went up to him, and they were like, why are you in McDonald's? Why are you having this food? You're already quite fat. Go to the gym. And it's just stuff like that on social media that might push people who are already self-conscious about their body image to go to the gym and take drugs like this to almost fit in with what society wants them to look like.
This is URN.